Mihail, one of the things that intrigued me about Croatian fandom was the size of your national convention. How big is the convention in Croatia?
So last year's Sverakon, which is, we call it the national con because it has the most people in it. If other conventions get more people, we'll just transfer the title to them. No biggie. Last year's Eurocon was 1,300 people, and that was about 300 more than we usually get. So 1,000 is, give or take a few hundred, our usual turnout. And we didn't know that was considered a big convention. We thought we were small. No, seriously, we did think we were small because, for instance, the second largest, well, up until a year ago or so, the second largest convention in Croatia was Istrakon, and that's not Istrakon, it's Istriakon because it's set in Istria. They had about anywhere between 500 and 700 paid memberships, but they would let in to select lectures, they would let in the general public, and then they would have around 2,000 people walk through the convention. So we figured we were smaller until we reached an agreement where we are counting actually the people who have paid memberships be the ones.
Yeah, what if I leave a national convention?
Yeah. We have another one in the middle of summer. It's a relatively young one. They've bragged that they have 1,000 people. We didn't believe them, but some of us went last year. They indeed do have a lot of people. I'm not sure about the 1,000. Because again, the confusion with the who paid membership or not, but they're really, really growing very fast. They're called Gliburnikon, and they're happening this year. They've moved to August, and they have Jacqueline Carey. They joined us in organizing Eurocon, learned a few things, and now they have guests of honor, which we're very proud of. There's a very long tradition of science fiction cons in the town of Rijeka. They vary between 150 and 400 people. It's done by students. So Croatian cons tend to be university venues. We don't do hotels because Croatian hotels they would be very expensive. And the average age of a con member in Croatia is around 23. So generally, I've noticed that Australia gets its fandom in university clubs. We don't actually have university clubs as such. We have non-profit organizations outside the university system or clubs that are mostly tied to towns. So each town has such an association or a club, and that club usually is the one who does the con. So we have the one in Central Istria in Pazin. It's somewhere in March, movable according to where Easter is. The next one in the year is the National Con Sverakon in Zagreb. That would be the last weekend of April, unless we're forced to move, like we did this year. Then it used to be Liburnikon, because they used to be somewhere in June, but now they've moved to August. In between, in August, there is a separate Festival of Fantastic Literature, which is a separate happening that grew about a couple of years back. And
is that a bit more academic?
No, that's just writerly. That's just mostly writers. What we do, we can talk about lit later and I'll tell you how it ties in. This particular Fantastic Festival has tentacles out of Croatia. First, it drew a regional crowd of writers, and now there's a Montenegrin version and a Bosnian version. So there's actually three of those in the region in the year. And we think it's awesome.
That is.
There's Rikon in October. There used to be Esikon in November, but they've fallen through. In December, the English students of the University of Zadar have an SF week. That's the academic one. They've had it for like almost 10 years now. It's a bit oriented towards the film, but they do have literature as well.
Whereas a large convention in Australia would probably be about 400 to 450 people.
That would be middling to smaller. Yeah.
It depends on what you're comparing it to. I mean, we've got professional conventions, which are getting larger numbers.
Okay, see, I think of them as
don't
experts.
Have
but the professional conventions where the numbers are, and in the fan conventions that are 4 to 500.
Yes, but the professional conventions are more expos, which you don't have.
We don't have those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, the Croatian convention from the sound of it would be the fanish sort of conventions we're used to.
The casual ones you're talking about, who just wander and don't pay. We're probably the ones who would catch at expos.
That's only Pazin and Liburnikon. The rest of them don't have casual entry. You have to pay membership. They're closed off. And these are only for select, at Istrakon, it's only for select things like an astronomy lecture by a local celebrity. So that would be free entrance, and the rest of the con,